Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinette.
At His Feet by J.R. Miller. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, John 12, verse 3. We see Mary three times in the Gospel, and each time she is in the same posture, at Jesus' feet. When we have our first glimpse within the Bethany home, we find Martha in her characteristic attitude, serving, and Mary we see sitting at the Master's feet, eagerly listening to His words. Our next view of Mary is when Jesus came back to Bethany after the death of Lazarus, and the sisters went out to meet Him. Again, she is at the feet of Christ, this time in deep sorrow, seeking comfort. Here, a third time, we find her at Christ's feet, and now it is in honoring her Lord. We think of Mary, therefore, as a woman who was always at Christ's feet. In the bright, common days, she sat there as a learner, looking up into His face, drinking in His words, and absorbing His Spirit into her soul. When grief came, she went to His feet for comfort, pouring out her sorrow there, looking up into His face for consolation. Then, when the trouble was over, and there were joy and victory instead, we find her again in her wonted place, honoring Jesus with her heart's richest gifts. There is no fitter place for the redeemed life than at the Savior's feet. In Mary's gift, she brought the best she had, the richest gift in all her possession. We should always bring our best to Christ. No ointment in the world is half so precious to Him as the love of human hearts. We should bring Him our best love, giving Him the first place in our affections. We should give Him the best of our lives, our youth in all its freshness and purity, our body and mind when they are at their best. We should give Him the best of our time, not the weary moments of languor only, but the hours when we are most alert. We should give Him the best of our services, doing our finest work of all kinds for Him.